Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
All right, so let's get to the first question. Is there any supplement for tinnitus? For those that don't know, tinnitus is most commonly known as ringing in the ear. Although it doesn't have to be ringing in the ear, tinnitus can be really any sound where there's no external source of the sound. So it could be a ring, it could be a hum, kind of a rumble. Some people have described it that way. So anything where there's just this constant sound. For some people, it is constant, never goes away, and that can be devastating. Other people, it kind of comes and goes. I think we all sometimes kind of have some sound on occasion, but to diagnose somebody with tinnitus, we're talking about ongoing, more days than not, throughout multiple times in your day, especially at night, so it can really affect sleep. By the way, before I get into some supplements, you can try some just white noise techniques, sleeping with a fan. There's even some more comfortable headsets that some people can sleep with, although that to me seems a little uncomfortable, but they say it works. And it's just some white noise. It diminishes the sound of the ring or the hum or whatever it is that you're experiencing. So you can try that. That might help you sleep a little bit. As far as supplements, the first one really isn't a supplement. It's a hormone. It's called aldosterone. Aldosterone is an important hormone for fluid regulation and plays a role in blood pressure regulation, also in sugar management. And it's related to other types of hormones called glucocorticoids, the almost cortisol-like. So aldosterone has been shown, in some studies to improve hearing loss. That's where the initial studies were in, but I know that there's a couple of medical centers, University of Texas in Houston, is looking at using aldosterone in tinnitus. So I don't have any results there, but I know it helps in hearing loss. There's some hope that aldosterone could help with tinnitus, so I guess we have to wait for some of that research to come out. It's not over the counter. You do have to go talk to your doctor about it, but it might be something to try. As far as supplements, I had to look this up a little bit because unfortunately there's not too much out there. I do think one of the things you want to try to do is just improve overall nerve health. So some of the basic nerve supplements probably would be good here. So CoQ10. The omega-3 oils, one in particular called phosphatidylserine, or I think most people in the industry just simply call it PS caps, about 100 milligrams a day. All of that's really good for nerve health. Maybe even obviously some B vitamins, or maybe even some B12 shots, B6. Those could all be very helpful in improving nerve health, which I think would translate over to something like tinnitus. But I looked up some other things here. Angelica root. Angelica is a plant species that's often used for pain management. I know some companies use angelica root in arthritis formulas because it helps with pain. Turns out that it maybe it's reducing some of the inflammation around the nerve in the ear, so that might help. And then ginger root has been known to help a little bit with tinnitus based on some research I did. So try some white noise to help sleep if that's an issue. Aldosterone, maybe look into that a little bit. Maybe see where that research is. Talk to your doctor about that. And then angelica root, ginger root, and, just overall nerve support supplements. All right, number two. I heard the flu vaccine isn't as effective this year. Is that true? Yeah, okay, so I think I know what this person is referring to. There's a report that came out, not by the CDC. The CDC wouldn't ever admit something like this. But it slipped my mind what group this was. But there's a concern that the flu vaccine is not the correct strain for this year. Here's how the flu vaccine is developed, just in a nutshell. the CDC will watch the Southern Hemisphere, because as we're going through our summer, they're going through their winter. So they'll look at places that are in the Southern Hemisphere. They'll look at the strains of virus, influenza viruses that are floating around that people are getting infected with. And I think, you know, there's like a certain level, a statistical level that virus strain has to reach for them to include it in the flu vaccine. And that's just kind of how they develop it in a nutshell. So the vaccine that we give to Americans is based on the strains that were seen in the Southern Hemisphere. And so it truly is just a best guess. I mean, we don't really know ultimately which influenza strains are going to be prominent in the Northern Hemispheres. We're just guessing based on the South. So it's not uncommon for the flu vaccine to have some questions of efficacy just based on the fact how they develop it. So I think there's some concerns that the strains that were included in the current vaccine simply aren't going to cover the strains that were already seen pop up in the United States. So what do you do? Well, how about some just good immune boosting supplements? I mean, I do believe in that. I've been taking. Let me just tell you what I do, because I knock on wood, I haven't been sick in many, 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 many years. I've felt sick, you know, maybe little aches and pains coming on. I didn't feel right, a little scratchy throat. But because of what I do for my immune system, nothing really has been able to take over. And I've been able to beat, you know, the cold viruses and the flu viruses. I take DHEA, which is a hormone. And if I start feeling sick, I'll double my dose. I take vitamin D. I do 7,000 units of vitamin D every day. My blood level's around 70. And if I feel sick, I'll double the dose for a couple of days. I'll take extra vitamin C, up to 2,000 milligrams a day if I start feeling sick. Andrographis paniculata, which is a great herb that has some solid research of preventing the replication of the influenza virus. So I'll take that if I start getting sick. I do lactoferrin, which is an immune protein found in colostrum, mother's milk. Lactoferrin, you know, it seems like every time I look it up, I mean, there's more stuff coming out about what it does for the immune system. It increases immune cells. It improves their function. It makes the immune system simply just more, you know, robust. So I take lactoferrin, and it does really well for me. Selenium. It's a basic mineral. I mean, I think selenium is about 10 cents a capsule a day. It is so cheap. It's so simple. But it's so important for the immune system. Selenium helps your thymus gland to produce T cells. Selenium even has some antiviral effects in of itself. There's even some studies showing selenium is beneficial for HIV patients. So selenium is just a good antiviral. Garlic. I mean, there's so many things you could do to be improving your immune system so you don't get sick, and then just double those doses for a few days. If you do, that's okay. You only have to double the dose for a few days. You can then go back down to the normal dose. So that's the kind of stuff I've been doing. I haven't had a flu vaccine for many years, and I've been, you know, flu free for a very long time. Now, I do think if you're pregnant, you should get the vaccine. I think if you're over 65, I do believe that that's important. And if you've got any sort of chronic disease like diabetes, yeah, definitely talk to your doctor about the vaccine. It is beneficial in those groups. Other than that, though, I think you can fight off the flu. You can have a strong immune system during the cold and flu season without the vaccine. So I'm not telling you to do it or not to do it, but I'm just telling you my approach. And it's worked for me for quite some time. Out of all that, my two favorite ones, besides vitamin D, because that's classic, selenium and lactoferrin. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.